Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. Welcome to the month of April again. Give the Lord a big shout of praise as you are welcome to the month of April. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. So then, they which be of faith. Light has come, and the glory is risen through the power of faith. That is the central theme for the month of April. We shall be exploring the power of faith. And this morning, we are looking at the subject, the blessing of faith, very, very sharply. Before we receive the blessing today, the blessing of faith. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. Our objective is twofold. Number one is to understanding the blessing that faith brings. And number two, or understanding the profit of faith. And number two, understanding the blessing that faith brings, number two, is understanding the faith of the blessing, or understanding faith for the blessing. The Bible makes it clear that faith is an asset as far as the Christian journey is concerned. Faith is an asset. Asset of the Christian journey. No wonder the whole of Christianity is called the faith. In Acts chapter 6 and in verse 7, in Acts chapter 6 and in verse 7, he said, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith, to the faith, to the faith. Christianity is the faith. So faith is a capital requirement for Christianity. Very, very quickly, what is the profit of faith where the blessing is concerned? There are six of them. I'll mention three in this service, three in the next service. Number one, the way of faith is the way of the blessing. The way of faith is the way into the blessing. They which be of faith are blessed. The meaning of that is, to possess faith is to possess the blessing. To possess faith is to escape the curse. People of faith are people of the blessing. Faith people are blessed people. If you are not lacking in faith, you can't be lacking in the blessing. The absence of faith will be the absence of the blessing. The absence of faith will be the attraction of curses. They which be of faith are blessed with Abraham. Throughout the scripture, anywhere you see faith people, you have seen blessed people. Abraham, the father of faith, was also the father of the blessing. Today, I speak the blessing in this blessing service upon somebody. If your faith is not dead, your blessing must be there. If your faith is alive, your blessing can't be dead. It's just a matter of time. Somebody getting ready for the blessing, say a loud amen. Number two, the way of faith is the way into our inheritance. The way of faith is the way into our inheritance. What belongs to you in God, you step into it by faith. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12, he said that you be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit. Through faith and patience they inherit. Inheritances are accessed by faith. The limit of your faith is the limit of your inheritance. God is not partial. What he does for one, he can do for another if they meet the same requirements. Did you hear what I said? God is not partial. God is never partial. What he has done for one, he can do for another if they meet the same requirements. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. The door into the world of your inheritance is openable by the key of faith. The key of faith. It is true that many of us are not where we are meant to be. And we can step into where we can be as we employ the key of faith. Somebody say a loud amen. To walk in faith is to access your inheritance. I speak to someone here today. What God has in store for you that you have not yet stepped in this month of faith, you shall step in there. You shall step into your spiritual inheritance. You shall step into your marital inheritance. You shall step into your career inheritance. You shall step into your financial inheritance. You shall step into your destiny inheritance. If you believe that, say a loud amen. If you believe that, say a loud amen. If you believe that, shout the Lord, must say amen. One day I looked in the scripture and I saw that the shadow of Peter healed the sick. And I was about to step into a healing and deliverance service. And I said, if the shadow of a person can heal the sick, then I don't need to struggle to lay hands on people all the time. I came with that light, with that fire, with that revelation into the service. And as I walked, I said, as many as have been healed, as I just walk to the altar now, can you come out? And they trooped a mass to come out. And I said, I didn't say, if you want to be healed, I am saying you are already healed as I just passed by. And they trooped out the mall. That couldn't have happened that day for that service if I didn't see something and I didn't arrive with a faith. That possibility existed in my inheritance in the healing ministry. But that possibility was not accessible until the faith for it arrived. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are many things that are yours. They are there already. but you have not yet stepped into them because the faith to access them is not there. The level of financial resources you are meant to walk in is there. What you are meant to touch in your lifetime is there. But if you haven't touched them, it is most probable that the faith to step in there is not yet there. I announce today a new dimension of faith. The spirit of faith, the mantle of faith is coming upon you to step into your inheritance. Shout the loudest, amen. Number three, the way of faith is the way into the blessing. Number two, the way of faith is the way into our inheritance. Number three, the way of faith is the way of rest. Rest. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 3, he said, for we which have believed, that is we which are in the faith, do enter into rest. As he said, it's good enough to stop there. To believe is to step into rest. The way of faith is the way of restfulness, tranquility, deliverance from tension, freedom from stress, freedom from crisis. It's a function of faith. There are people, when you see them, they are permanently under pressure. Permanently tensed up. Permanently jittery. Permanently uncertain. There is no calmness in their spirit. They are so tensed up that if you go close to them, you will get acquired tension syndrome. It's not your own. You just acquired it from them. 8 years. their climate tenses you up. No. They that be in faith enter into rest. At times you are so restful as if the devil does not exist. To the annoyance of the devil. The next day they were to bring Peter out to cut off his head. He was sleeping. He knew what they were to do to him the next day. He slept until the angel had to hit him to wake him up. That rest was what produced that result. Rest. It's not because of you the devil was manufactured. Rest. Did you hear what I said? It was not because of you the devil was manufactured. Calm down. Calm down. Rest. Rest. The witches and wizards of your village is not you that they were created for. Rest. Don't let any devil tell you you shall end your journey in shame. Rest. Don't let any devil tell you this year will end again with you not fulfilling your expectations. Rest! Will you help me stand on your feet and help me tell 7 people, rest, 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 rest. Woo! Woo! let me let you know, there is a relationship between your rest and your result. Only three examples I will give you. Adam needed a wife. Before God could give him a wife, he had to sleep. The 5,000 people needed to eat. Before Jesus could give them food, they had to sit, rest. Peter needed to be free from the prison. Before the angel could bring him out, he had to rest. It is when you go to rest that God goes to work. I am not talking of the rest of laziness. Oh. I am talking of the rest of calmness of mind. I am talking of the rest of tranquility of mind. Many of us, we are too agitated and too stressed for God to walk. When you are stressed, God cannot walk. But when you are at rest, God goes to walk. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. Don't ever forget, in case you forgot anything in this service, there is a connection between your rest and your result. You go to rest, God goes to work. You go to rest, God goes to work. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of victory. Hey, hey, hey. And help me tell 7 people around you. Tell them go to rest so God can go to work. Go to rest so God can go to work. Go to rest so God can go to work. Go to rest so God can go to work. Be still. He said, be still and know that I am God. In your life, in your family, in your marriage, in your destiny, he said, be still and know that I am God. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat as we begin to round up this morning. Hallelujah! The way of faith is the way into rest. There is a connection between your rest and your results, your rest and your resources. Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking of rest in laziness. I'm talking of you are fully active and fully on duty, yet you are restful in mind. Knowing that it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Am I communicating at all? Now, well, we'll look at the others in the second service, but the way of faith, yes, we'll look at them in the second service. We'll get the details in the second service. Now, because of time, let's go quickly. What is the faith of the blessing? So we are looking at 2 things now. First of all, we saw the blessing of faith. That faith gives us the blessing. Now we are looking at the faith that gives us access to the blessing. When you are in faith, you attract the blessing. But what faith is it that gives me access to the blessing? Number one, possessing the revelation of his promises gives you access to the blessing of faith people. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. Possessing the revelation of blessed people. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Whereby he has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this, by the promises, you can become a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through faith. It is the promises that takes us into the products. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. The followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You must know the promises that will usher you into the inheritance. You must know the promises that should usher you into the blessing. You must be possessed with the revelation of the promises. It is what you know that you show. I said it many, many years ago. Knowledge determines showage. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Your revelation places a limit on your possession. Places a limit. What is faith for the blessing? Number two, observing the examples of the blessed of God. Drawing strength from the examples of the blessed of God. That is, after you have received the promises of the blessing, you look at the lives of people who are practically blessed. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us as it is written, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You look at Abraham, you look at Isaac, you look at Jacob, you look at people in contemporary times whose lives are symbols of the blessing of God through faith. You draw strength. In Malachi 3:6, he says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. What I did yesterday, I can do today, I can do for anybody. Somebody say a loud amen. That is a place of testimonies. The testimony of those blessed of God. Testimony of those, the lives of those is part of your faith. It sharpens your faith. Number three. Through the conviction, possessing the conviction and mindset of the blessed. First of all, you know, you have the revelation of the promises. Second, you have the examples of those blessed of God. And third, the revelation and mindset. Of the blessed. I want you to know that people who are in faith, that who have the faith for the blessing of God, there is a mindset they carry. Genesis 47 verse 10, we saw Jacob display that mindset. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Jacob, the patriarch, came before the most powerful king of the earth, the number one superpower. It's like somebody, a patriarch of faith, stepping into, let's say, the White House or anywhere else, one of the most powerful kings in the world, and he said, you know what? There is something I have that you need. President, kneel down. Kneel down. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Blessed people understand that what they carry is superior to earthly possession. They don't function like beggars. They don't behave like paupers. They move with a dignity that annoy royalties in the physical. They operate with an authority that make rulers of the earth to tremble, quake, and get angry. It's not their fault. It is a mentality. We had a pastor's meeting on Thursday. One of the pastors testified. He went to, was posted to one of our branches in one of the locations in the southern part of this country. And a native doctor woman camouflaging to be a prayer house became angry that the church got the same venue as herself, because that will obviously spoil her work. She got angry with both the pastor and the landlord. Landlord for giving the pastor the location, and the pastor for agreeing to come and confront her by planting the church there. So the woman came out and warned the young man and said, you know what? They are either carrying you out of this place in a coffin or carrying you out of here mad. The word that came out of that evil priestess was so demonic that the pastor became afraid on the spot. He said he went into his room, into the office, and locked the office and locked the window, because he said he doesn't know when they will come and arrest him or when they will come and kidnap him or whatever. It was just there that if they knock on the door, he will open the window first to be sure it is genuine people who are coming for counseling. All of a sudden, he said, while he was in that mood, like a trance, the power of God appeared. Mantle of the commission appeared. He said he saw me appear on the spot and screamed at him. When last is the son of a lion afraid of a barking dog? When last did you hear that the son of a lion is afraid of a barking dog? Dog, 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 dog. He said all of a sudden the fear in him died. He opened the window, opened the door. He stepped out and began to blast in tongues. Began to blast in tongues. That night, 12 midnight, the woman was doing incantations in her room. All of a sudden, he said the Holy Ghost tapped him and said, pray. He began to pray in tongues. Arrow backfired. Woman became paralyzed in the morning. Under 7 days, she was dead. Doctor said it wasn't a hospital matter when they took her to the hospital. This whole operation took 7 days at the most. When last did you hear that the son of a lion was afraid of a dog that is barking? That's right. He said, get up. And that's the exact quote there. Have you seen the son of a lion afraid of a barking dog? Arise and do what you are meant to do. He arose. And the rest of it is history. You carry a mentality. A mental. Not necessarily that I'm superior to you. It's a mentality. And then, necessarily not inferiority. It's a mentality of authority. It's a mentality of authority. That mindset. I am not on earth to exist as a beggar, a borrower. I am not at the mercy of any devil. I am not at the mercy of any force of darkness. There are people who have superiority complex. That's not what I'm talking about. And there are those who have an inferiority complex. That is a disaster. What I'm talking about is authoritative complex. Hey! 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 Stand on your feet and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a shout of praise. A bigger clap and a shout of praise. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Father, thank you. Something is happening here. Fire is burning in the camp of the enemy. Burning in the camp of the wicked. What kind of faith do we have to access the blessing? It is through the revelation of the promises of God. Possessing and observing the examples of the blessed of God. 3. Possessing the conviction and mindset of the blessed. And 4. Proceeding with the corresponding actions of the blessed. The corresponding actions of the blessed. Blessed people carry out actions. These actions are mostly actions of obedience. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 to 20. Okay, before then. Genesis chapter 12 verse 5. When God spoke to Abraham, Abraham moved. Abraham departed. He moved. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 to 20. Chapter 14 verse 18 to 20. And Melchizedek king of Salem brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. And said, bless the Abraham of the Most High God. Possess all the heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. Giving is a major action of blessed people to confirm and establish their channel of blessing. It's a major action. For as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Action. You don't expect to receive until you continually release a giver in tithes. That is part of your action. Part of your action. Your action is what empowers your expectation. I have done what I am meant to do. I am expecting God to do what He's meant to do. Am I communicating? Your power, your action empowers your expectation. Did you hear what I just said? Your action empowers your expectation. Positive action empowers positive expectation. I have done what I am meant to do. I won't need to beg God to do what He is meant to do or what He promises to do. When all these are put in place, then you are on course to step in to the purpose of God for your life. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Without any doubt, I see somebody stepping into the realm of the blessing here this morning. Who is that person? You are stepping into your blessing here this morning. Who is that person? You are stepping into a season of rest. You are tired of stress and tension and anxiety. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. I believe God spoke to somebody here this morning. If you are that person, say louder, amen. Lift your two hands and say after me and say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To appreciate you.
To appreciate you.
For your goodness.
For your goodness.
And your mercies.
And your mercies.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To the to your promises.
To your promises.
In the world.
In the world.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To the positive examples.
To examples.
That I need.
That I need.
For my life.
For my life.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to possess the mindset, and the conviction of the blessed. Help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
with obedient action, corresponding action, to proceed with the corresponding actions of obedience to experience the blessing. Say, Father, I receive a fresh baptism of obedience, a fresh baptism of the grace of giving and the spirit of sacrifice. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Even pertaining to the situation of our nation, he says, stand still and know that I am God. We're going to pray, however, as we stand in peace to watch you walk, we ask that the climate of darkness and confusion be dissolved and let it be replaced with the atmosphere of light and progress. John chapter 1 and in verse 5, he said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Open your mouth and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that the spell of darkness and confusion cast over our nation be destroyed now and be replaced by the climate of light and progress. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say after me again, say, Father, we ask that the spell of darkness, the spell of confusion that is currently over our nation be destroyed and be replaced by the climate of life and progress. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that the spell of darkness, the spell of confusion over our nation Nigeria, be destroyed and be replaced by the climate of light and progress. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that the spell of darkness and the spell of confusion that is over our nation will be destroyed and be replaced by the climate of light and progress. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shall it be. Finally, Father, I ask for an impartation of your blessing on my life today. I ask, as the blessing is declared and decreed, I receive an impartation of your blessing upon my life. What you gave to Abraham, give to me. What you gave to Isaac, lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the release of your blessing on my life today. Let your blessing change my life today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your choice. Father, we thank you for this moment. Right here, I'm going to invite everyone forward here who is saying to me, Pastor, I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want my sins forgiven. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say it out after me out loud. Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.